Okay, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. We're sure living up to that.
Yep, we're going to keep that myth alive. Anyway, we are joined with Paul McVitie all the way from down under.
From down under. That's a heck of a flight.
Yeah, I bet his arms are really tired.
I'll bet they are, too.
I better say g'day, then. How are you?
G'day, yeah.
G'day,
I can't do that. I won't even embarrass myself. How have you been?
I've been well.
And you're building LEDs. LED lights are cool.
Yeah, they're nice and bright and, yeah.
Nice and bright and they don't vibrate and burn out.
Correct. They last forever pretty much, so.
They last longer than us pilots.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're going to last a lot longer than he and I on the radio.
Nice. Nice. Okay. I mean, everybody thinks LEDs, you just throw them together, they work. It's got to be more than that involved.
Yeah, there's a bunch of manufacturers out there making LED lights, so I haven't reinvented the wheel completely, but LEDs are awesome, but they still generate heat, so the biggest part of working with LEDs is actually managing that heat away. Your average light bulb used to convert 98% of its power into heat and 2% into light, but LEDs we work on, say, 60% heat instead, so
right,
far more efficient, but still have to manage that.
Right, but the thing is, you can't radiate it out like a light bulb. You have to conduct it away through mass or something.
Correct, and we have some big heat sinks on the back of our landing lights that do that exactly.
So as an airplane person designing, do we have to take that into account? Do you have to expose the heatsink to some sort of airflow, or is there just enough ambient movement around that it's fine?
Yeah, that's a little point of difference with my lights. I designed them for Vans RV range, and they're being put inside a wing tip, or inside a wing, which has got a nice big cavity to allow that heat to dissipate. There's some other lights on the market there that were designed for a Cessna, and so they're really space constrained, and that's what they have to deal with.
So,
yeah, that gives me a little bit of an edge because it means I can put brighter lights in mine, and they can stay at full power for longer. So
okay,
I was going to say that's one of the big advantages of the LED lights, the fact that they're more powerful, which means you can see further down range with them. And, you make them so that they'll burn the hair off a deer at 100 yards.
That's our standard. Idea. Yeah, you need to be able to burn the hair off a deer.
Or in your case, the hair off a kangaroo.
That's exactly right. That's one of my lines. You stole it already.
Sorry. Check's in the mail.
Yep.
You know, that must be different because usually we do a low pass to clear the deer, but there you have to clear kangaroo.
Yeah, yep. And don't kid yourself. They can cause some real damage.
Well, I imagine they get larger than I think.
Yeah, there's some big deer. I think a kangaroo is about the same sort of size, and it would inflict the same.
A couple hundred pounds. You don't want to hit it.
You don't want to hit it.
And the kangaroo has a nastier attitude, too, from what I hear.
Yeah, and I think they're just as stupid as a deer as well. They'll just, you think they're going to go left, and then all of a sudden go right instead, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So your design, why specifically for Vans? Because I'm...
Yeah, my story is I helped a friend build his Vans RV10 about 12 years ago. So I got to have all the fun without the expense.
Nice.
there you go.
That's the way to do it.
Yep. I had no idea what a Clico was or how to squeeze a rivet, and I had an absolute ball with that process, and... I've been an electronics technician or engineer for literally since I was a 5-year-old kind of thing. I've always loved electricity and electronics. So,
How many times have you been shocked? Lost track.
A couple of times, and we work on 240 volts as well, not 110.
That's right.
So
you
It really does throw you across the room.
Oh, you want to get thrown across the room? Hit a 600 volt line one time.
We're both electronics as well.
There you go. Yeah,
we could talk vacuum tubes all day.
They're all yours. So. With healthy respect, I open cabinets with vacuum tubes and I put my hands in my pockets.
Wow, that's not a bad practice.
So, yeah. Good move.
Yeah. So after building the plane and having, the whole idea of building a plane is that the educational and aspect of that, and I just figured, all right, people are afraid of electronics and soldering, so I'll
do that for them. Yeah,
make them a kit and teach people that it's not that scary.
So what you've done is you've designed kits for Vans RV airplanes. That's plug and play essentially.
Well, not quite, because you're actually, the position and landing light part is that I actually sell the customer a circuit board and a bag of LEDs and a bag of resistors and get them to solder it together.
Oh, nice.
And,
nice.
Then they can fit it to the plane and then the landing lights were something that came a couple of years later. But, the position and strobe part is, a very basic, Heath kit for us oldies.
There you go.
But
for us it's basic. For other people, they're looking at a box of parts and they've never built anything electronic in their life and they're scared to death.
Make it easy. The second question I ask the customer is, do they have a soldering iron? And if they say yes, I say, do you know which end gets hot? And if they say, yeah, and I go, well, you're an expert.
You know everything you need to know.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about doing soldering is that, you can make the first couple of joints look a bit average, but by the time you get to the other end of the board, you've got your groove on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can go back to the other ones and just redo them. So unlike having to drill out a rivet and make a mess of it, it's very
That's
easy
true.
To go back and fix it.
Reflowing is easy.
Yeah, yeah.
How long does it take to build one of these things? About 20 minutes?
No, it takes me. I've done a few now because sometimes customers ask me to build them for them. But I'd say the average, 1 or 2 nights. 3 or 4 hours. So,
okay.
And
that's not bad.
And it's something that can be done at home. So a great winter project. You don't
have
to be
in the
hangar.
Yeah, there's a lot of wives happy to hear that one.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
the
that's
dining
right.
room table.
And in fact, for those customers that don't blink when I say it's a soldering kit, and they go, "Oh yeah, okay." And I say, "Have you got a disinterested teenager or your better half that would love to solder teach them how to solder it as well?"
Women are great; they're very, very meticulous.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's they get to claim credit as well. So
there you go.
We get lots of customers that come back and say, I landed the other day and not unusual that they say, yeah, nice plane, and tell me about those lights. So they're almost like bummed the fact that they don't get to talk about their plane as much as everyone wants to hear about the lights that they have. So.
Well, I guess they're unusual.
Yeah.
And blinding.
And nice and bright.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got to go look at one of these.
You've got to be seen these days, especially around Oshkosh here. You've got to have those landing lights on.
Yeah.
Really does make a difference.
We have a couple of other products as well, which are wigwag modules that we can fit to pretty much any plane with a light switch, and I have a toggle switch, a three-position toggle switch that has a wigwag module bolted to the back of it as well. So
Does this come off on wigwag?
Correct.
Does this come as a kit too, or is it pre-built?
Those ones are pre-built.
Okay.
And they're under $100 each, and
that's not bad.
Very easy to retrofit. But we quite often again get customers saying, approach Fisk, and the comment is, the RV with the silly bright flashing lights, rocky wings, and
make it easy on them.
Yeah.
Make it easy on them.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So the third switch setting is sun.
Yeah.
Wah.
Yeah.
You have on, off, wing wag, fry.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. How many lights do you typically put on an RV? 2 landing lights? 6 landing lights?
There's usually, or it's easily enough, put in a light bay in the leading edge. I also make a kit that puts landing lights out in the wing tips as well, so it's an all-in-one. A lot of customers, or potential customers anyway, start trembling when I talk about cutting into those leading edges. But so we have a product called the Works Kit that has position and strobe and landing lights in the
So you provide them a template to cut the hole and then a lens, a clear lens to put behind it?
Vans already puts the clear lens on the plane.
So I
just fill in the gap
with the kit. Then you don't have to worry about the scary cutting part because Vans has already got that nailed.
Correct.
You just have to do a couple extra sets if they want to like light up the entire leading edge with lights.
Yep. Yeah.
How much power is your landing light pull?
We start off with a single landing light module that draws 1 amp, and it puts out 1,200 lumens of light in comparison to the old incandescent lights that would have drawn about 5 amps and would have put out about 500 lumens of light. So
that's really good.
A fifth of power and twice as bright. And that's so we have a 1, a 2, a 3, a 5, and 7 light modules. So
okay.
For those that can't get enough.
Are you using TIR optics?
Wow. Yes, I am.
Wow, he said.
Yeah. So
did I impress you?
You did.
I read that on a cereal box this morning.
There you go. So, instead of a lot of LEDs, we'll have a basic reflector, which has been used forever, but that allows
but
an
terrible.
Awful lot of you lose a lot of light off to the side.
Right.
With
a
total
lot of glare.
TIR stands for total internal
reflection. That's right.
So every single last bit of light that leaves the LED goes straight out the front of the thing. So yeah,
nice.
It's bang
nice.
For buck.
And it makes it even easier to fry those kangaroo.
That's it.
Even they're going, wah!
I mean, in all honesty, I mean, it lets you see the kangaroo or the deer, you know, that
well,
a second or
important.
Two earlier. So
Yeah,
it lets you see the kangaroo or the deer 6 miles away.
Yeah.
That's it.
We'll get him
That's
out
okay.
of the way. We'll honk the horn on the way
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
That's the next thing he's working on.
There you go.
You press a button, it says, get off the runway.
How many of these kits have you sold?
I was hassled to start selling them as a kit. Hassled by Andrew and I thought it was going to be about a dozen, and I've sold 1,500 of them so in the last 10 years.
So you've been pretty busy.
Yeah, that's for the position and strobe kits, and I've more than 10,000 of our light modules across all of our different products. So that's
pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, where can we find you?
I'm at the Fly LEDs booth, or Fly LEDs booth. I am about 100 yards to the north of the EAA radio site, or more for easier for people.
Yeah, pick a landmark that people actually know.
The Vans aircraft booth.
There
we're,
you go.
We're diagonally across from the Vans aircraft booth.
Very cool.
Landing light kit, how much?
Landing lights, the single light module starts at $55. We go up to $339 for the 7-light module.
How big is the single module? Is it like a 3-inch diameter lens?
It's a 2-inch diameter lens.
2-inch. Okay.
And we have some unique landing lights for tail dragger aircraft as well, that have a combined landing light and a tilted taxi light as well. They're complete game changers for people with tail dragger aircraft.
All right, well, Paul McVitie, we've been speaking with you, and I want to thank you for coming. Real quick, website?
Flyleds.com, FLYLEDS.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
And this is Fast Eddie. Cheers. You're listening to EAA Radio.
Cheers, mate.